Let's go back to Peanut. It's supposed to be a nonprofit. Now this says Peanut's Freedom Farm fundraising manager is Brianna, is organizing this fundraiser on behalf of Mark Longo, who is a person, not the actual Freedom Farm. And it says here, donations, it didn't say anything about tax deductible. So why did I bring this up? Is because, well, if this is not tax deductible, that means that money doesn't have to go to the nonprofit and they don't have to report it on their 990 because the money is not going to the organization. Now she can say this, she can say all funds raised will be going straight to the nonprofit, but it's not linked to the nonprofit. It's linked to Mark Longo, who is the beneficiary, I think it is. Yeah. So she's just the manager and is going to the beneficiary of Mark Longo. It didn't say anything about Peanut Farm. Here are the five reasons you need to change the way that you give to Peanut the Squirrel. If you clicked on the thumbnail, I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to give you the five top reasons. If you want to stick around and figure out why you want to do these things or have me prove to you why these are going to be important to you, stick around. But if you just came for the five tips and see if this is worth staying, here they go right here. Number one, they did a personal GoFundMe. It says justice for Peanut the Squirrel. It doesn't say anything about the sanctuary. So they already have a charitable organization. I talked about that in the video before, where everything looks legit. They have the EIN number. You can make contributions. They have the letter from the IRS. All that is legitimate. So I don't know why they have a GoFundMe where they're not giving directly to the sanctuary to help the animals, but we'll talk about that later, right? Two, donations may not be deductible, even though they have a charity. When we're giving to GoFundMe, we're going to go over that as well, is that, okay, you're giving to this charity. It's a charitable donation. Everything's legitimate. Why aren't you getting the tax deduction? So there may be some issues there. Number three, losing 2.9% of your donation due to processing fees. On GoFundMe, they have a processing fee of these donations of 2.9%, which means 2.9% of your money is not going to the animals because you're going through a third party, but you can avoid that by giving directly to the charity. We're going to talk about that later as well. Number four, similar charities, but different causes and countries. I did a quick Google search to look for Peanut Sanctuary, trying to find out this website, and I found out there is a sanctuary named Peanut in Australia. So many people may be Googling find Peanut Sanctuary and donate to the wrong charity. We'll talk about that as well. And finally, number five, sending an appreciated stock through a donor advised fund or receive it directly. There are opportunities for you to eliminate the government from your charitable donation by donating appreciated stock. What happens is a lot of people who have money to give to a charity or to a cause like this are taking their investments, they're selling them, they're taking the long-term capital gains, which can be as much as 20%. And what they're doing is they're taking that money and then giving it to the charity. Well, you have to pay taxes on that money. So you're losing 20%, but you can actually have a way to give appreciated stock. You can save 20% for the stock. You can save 2.9% for the processing fee. So 22.9% potentially can go directly to the animals, and we can cut out all the middlemen, and you know is going to help that exact cause, not for legal fees, not for personal expenses, not for travel, nothing like that. It goes to the animals that you care for most. And if you want to hear my bonus tip for giving to charities, not just this one, but just in general, make sure you watch the whole video because everything is going to build upon each other. For those who don't want to stick around, thank you for stopping by. I hope these five reasons help you. If you still need some clarity or you want some more information, stick around because we're going to talk about this a little bit more. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. Welcome back. My name is AB Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, of my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, this is another follow-up video. And this is not my own doing. I said in my last couple of videos that I rarely do a part two, but hey, you got to give the people what they want. So watch this. I got a comment the other day, and here it is right here. It actually was in response to a comment that I made because someone said, please donate to their sanctuary if you can. Fellow animal lovers, right? They love animals. So I did a whole video on his GoFundMe, his sanctuary, showing people the IRS website and how they can check if his sanctuary is legitimate. If you're spreading the news, I recommend sending the video. Some people may be scared to donate to a social media guy, but I looked up all the documents and they are properly registered and seems to be reporting what they should. And in response to this, I got a a comment from Home in Seattle. It said, thank you. I was scrolling slash scanning through the comments to see if anyone had any information on a way to help his family and the remaining pets at the sanctuary. Going to your channel now to check it out next. Thanks for your time and attention to this. And I was really happy. I was like, oh, this is really great. Like they're really benefiting from the video. But then it made me think, okay, these people are going to my channel. They're watching the video and they potentially could be going to GoFundMe to give their money. Well, if that's the case, I need to make sure I do my due diligence on this GoFundMe, because in the last video, I really was talking about their charitable status, right? Or were they a legitimate charity? Did they have the rights to actually have a sanctuary, all this other stuff? And what really got me was this next comment here. Another user replied to a comment that I had made as well. And he said he didn't have the licensing for wildlife or they wouldn't have taken them. I worked with exotic animals and people trying to rescue wildlife are discouraged. You have to give them to the people You have to give them to the people that have licensing. Did I say that right? You have to give them to the people that have licensing to have them, or a license to have them. Maybe that's what he meant, whatever it may be. But this really got me thinking. I was like, okay, well, if his wildlife license is not correct, then they had every right to take him. So there's one part of the equation where he has a sanctuary where he can have these animals, but then there's another one where maybe he didn't have the license. And I thought in my head, it's like, this is why we need professionals. Yeah, he's great on social media. He's raising a lot of awareness. He's raising a lot of money for that matter. But I mean, is he still doing the right thing? And that's what I really want to put in this video. But I didn't want to talk about his sanctuary a little bit. I'm going to talk about that a little bit in the future. But what I really want to talk about is how to save you that 22.9% if you want to donate to his cause and where your money may be going. Now, obviously, we're doing our own research here. There may be some information that we are unaware of or some things that are going on, but I'm trying to give you more information that they're not giving you in the news, that we really have to do our due diligence to find out where's this money going and how to actually save you money. As financial advisors say the darndest things. Like, I don't want to give the government an extra 20%. I don't want to give GoFundMe an extra 2.9%. I want to make sure that we are saving the animals. We want to make sure it's going to the sanctuary, and we want to make sure it's going to this nonprofit, right or wrong. Okay, well, let's get started. Now, what we're looking at right now is the GoFundMe page. So if you're on our podcast, make sure you come onto our YouTube so you can follow along visually. I'm going to try to talk through it a little bit to give you an idea of what's going on, but I highly recommend that you come over here to see the video. So the title says, in honor of Peanut and Fred, support Peanut's Freedom Farm. Now, just as a little caveat, this is different. Well, the titling is different than it was a few days ago when I did my original video. I'm going to link that up here somewhere above the video here, so you could check that out. But why is that? Why did the title change? Because at first it talked about NYDEC reform or something like that, right? So now it's saying in honor of Peanut. I guess they figured out that he had passed away, but I'm gonna tell you why. If you scroll down here, you're going to see that Peanut's Freedom Farm fundraising manager is Brianna. And she's organizing this fundraiser on behalf of Mark Longo. Mark Longo is actually the man who owns Peanut the Squirrel, and he's the one that's been affected by all this. So it looks like he may have hired somebody or he knows somebody to do the GoFundMe for him. Another thing here, this number's changed. If you check out our old video, their initial goal was around $75,000. It said around 70% was completed. They had some anonymous contributions. And then guess what? Now they raise it up to $200,000. Call for justice for Peanut the Squirrel and NYSDEC reform. So it looks like they've raised $55,000. So next year they're going to have to file that 990. And that's what I'm talking about here, is that if someone is receiving a substantial amount of income from the general public, they are filed under that code. So next year, not this year, but next year, we're actually going to see and make sure they report it, because if they've raised over $55,000, now they're over that reporting threshold. So next year, we will be able to see how much money they actually raised and what they spent the money on. And that's what's really important. Am I saying don't donate now? No. Am I saying donate now? I'm not saying donate now, but look. So they have about 1,400, I believe. Maybe I'll do a screenshot or something like that to show y'all what that was from the prior video. But they raised it. So they raised that goal. We talked about their tax exempt status and how if you make over $50,000, now you got to report your financials and how we were going to follow up with this because they were around for less than a year. There's some caveats. Once again, just watch the video. But here we're seeing that their goal jumped up to 200,000. So they've raised 162,000 so far. We have about 3,900 donations. Around 3,000. So yeah, 3.9, almost 4. So why is this important? Because here, they're even changing the verbiage here. Before it was very basic. Now they're really diving deep about this GoFundMe and they're taking it very seriously because they raised so much money. They have different links, which is great. You see this here? Peanuts Freedom Farm. This is going to be very important because I'm going to show you something on the website for people who may be not on GoFundMe, but people who, you know, Google the name and want to raise awareness. Maybe they saw it on TikTok somewhere, but watch this. Now, if we keep going down, there are some updates around the GoFundMe, which is also good. And then also some pictures to go with it. So you see this here. Peanuts Freedom Farm fundraiser manager is Brianna. The organizer is in Pine City, New York. And then Mark Longo is the beneficiary of all the things that's going on here. And we can just see all the donations here that are piling in, $5, $20. But I want to turn your attention to something like this. Peanuts Freedom, $4,000 the other day. There's another contribution, one of the highest one, top donor, one of the top donors is $6,800. To this. So right there, that's already 10,000 for just two donors. Now, why is this important? Am I pocket watching? Am I, you know, am I jealous or anything else like that? No, nothing like that. But what I want to point out is that this is a personal GoFundMe. It says in honor of Peanut and Fred, support Peanut's Freedom Farm. Well, this doesn't mean that it's going directly to the establishment of Peanut's Freedom Farm. It could be, this says in honor, it says in honor of Peanut and Fred, support the Freedom Farm. Now, when you have a personal GoFundMe, it can go to anything. It doesn't necessarily have to go to the animals. It can go to the legal fees. As we saw in the other video, he's going to have to lawyer up because he's going to have to sue the DEC or he wants to sue the DEC. And that's going to come with a cost. And they're probably going to use some of your donation money to do that. And they can. But why can they do that? It's because you donated to the fund. And I think this is because it is a public, I think, and this is just my opinion, it's just my research. I'm not saying it's fact or anything else like that. I think it's personal. So why do I think this is a personal GoFundMe that the funds can be used for anything and not a charity? And I'll tell you why. Now, many of you may not have seen something like this, but this is GoFundMe.org. Well, I thought it was GoFundMe.com. I'll explain that in a second. So if we go to the frequently asked questions, it says, what is GoFundMe? GoFundMe.org is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization that raises and distributes funds to address urgent, unmet needs of people and communities informed by insight from the GoFundMe platform and its philanthropic priorities of a wide range of community partners. Right. Sounds good. So this is the nonprofit arm of GoFundMe, which we are assuming is for profit. So GoFundMe is for profit. GoFundMe.org is more for charitable donations and it's a nonprofit. Now watch this. Is donating to GoFundMe.org tax deductible? The answer, yes, because they are a public charity. Donations made to GoFundMe.org are tax deductible in the U.S. to the extent allowed by law. Their federal tax ID number is 81227-9757. Perfect. We see that on tax exempt organizations. We see their EIN number, their financials are what they call public record. So you can see what those are. So this looks great, right? Let's keep going. What is the relationship between GoFundMe and GoFundMe.org? This is where I really have my wheels turning. It says GoFundMe is a fundraising platform run by GoFundMe Incorporated, a commercial for-profit company. GoFundMe.org is an independently run registered 501c3 nonprofit organization that maintains its own board. GoFundMe Incorporated supports GoFundMe.org by sharing resources, funds, tools, and employees so that GoFundMe.org can raise and distribute cash grants for individuals and nonprofits in a low-cost and effective manner. But why is this important, brothers and sisters? Because whenever you make a charitable donation to a 501c3, you should be able to get a tax deduction. Look at this. How do I get my tax deductible receipt? It depends on how you donate. If you donate online via the GoFundMe platform, your receipt will be automatically emailed to you. If you make an offline donation or donate through a different platform, we issue donation receipts within the quarter the donation was received. That said, at times we may be delayed. If you did not receive a tax receipt, please reach out to us at info@GoFundMe.org. Now, this is very important because if you get that tax receipt, that means you could write it off on your taxes, which is a benefit to you. So you give the money to the charity, you get a tax receipt, you write that off on your taxes. It's a win-win situation. So why do I bring this up? Is because the first thing I talked about was like, well, why don't they just start a fundraiser for the charity so donations can go directly to the charity? Why go through GoFundMe? Now, GoFundMe is a very popular platform. Maybe they don't have the tools and resources to do it, but this is where professionals come in. Now, this leads me to my second point. Donations may not be deductible even if they have a charity. And why do I say that? Is because watch this. Brothers and sisters, these donations may not be tax deductible even though they have a charity. And I'm going to revisit this a little bit here. So it says, in honor of Pina and Fred, support Pina's Freedom Farm. I talked about that earlier, how they actually have a sanctuary. We went to the website, all those things to verify. But GoFundMe has a way to set up your fundraising, you know, platform or your fundraising thing. And I don't think they set it up to be a charity. I think right here it says, Pina's Freedom Fundraising Manager Brianna's organizing this fundraiser on behalf of Mark Longo, right? Right here it says, here's a little green icon. It says donations protected. We click it here. It says we guarantee a full refund in the rare case something isn't right. Okay, sounds good, right? Got some assurance here. And then here in all bold in black, it says all funds raised will be going straight to the nonprofit. This is what they're saying on their website. All funds raised will be going straight to the nonprofit. Sounds good. But remember, if you look at my old video, all this wasn't here. This is something that the person can actually type. So obviously they have a link to the website. So if we click the website, we will go to the sanctuary. This is where we got the tax ID number. So once again, we're going to highlight this ID number, put it to my clipboard here. Pina's Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary. That's here. This is Peanut here. Once again, I don't really care what's on the website because they can create this. So let's go back to the GoFundMe and let's see this policy, because if this was for the charity, if this was going directly to the sanctuary for the animals and not to Mark Longo or to Brianna, then there should be some other platforms, or I guess not platform. This should look a little bit differently. So we talked about the GoFundMe.org, but you can have a charity on GoFundMe. So let's scratch that theory that they should be on the other platform. That looks like more like, and I'll talk about that a little later, that looks like more like a donor advised fund that you can contribute to. But let's keep going here. Watch this. So I went to GoFundMe and I went into kind of like the policies and the help section. So I went to the help center, charities and business, and we talked about charity and about raising funds. It's like, okay, it says, well, there's two ways to raise funds for charity on GoFundMe. You can either start a personal fundraiser, which means funds are sent to a personal business or organization bank account, or a charity fundraiser. I'm like, okay, perfect. It's a charity fundraiser. So you can do it on the platform. But the thing is, we talked about number two, is it tax deductible? And that's what we're really trying to figure out, right? The donations that you give to this fundraiser, can you deduct it on your taxes so you can benefit from a charitable donation just like you would if you donated to a true 501c3, which is a church. And once again, they do have a legitimate 501c3. I don't want to discount that for any reason. But if we scroll down here, we're going to talk about their pricing in a little bit. Let's see here. Is it here? Oh, here we go. To start a charity fundraiser, make sure the charity you'll like to benefit is part of our database. So let's look at the database. We click the database, start a charity fundraiser on GoFundMe. If we scroll down here to the bottom, you'll see here, you can actually search for the nonprofit you want to fundraise for. So this is actually creating one, but let's see if it's in the database. We can verify their EIN number, which we put there. There we go. We have Peanuts Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary right there. Boom. We click it. So now we know it's legit. So it's in their database. That's great. But did they open this as a charity or did they open it as a personal GoFundMe? And this is what I found out. If you go to donate and you go under categories, they have a section which is like certified charities. So watch this. If we browse fundraising by categories, let's go to nonprofit. We'll scroll down here. So these are some different nonprofit fundraisers that are basically on GoFundMe under the nonprofit umbrella, right? Verified charity. So let's go to McKinney Community Christmas Tree. They raised $4,000, whatever it may be. Look at here. You see this? It says tax deductible. It says the fundraiser is organized by McKinney Downtown Business Redevelopment Incorporated Company, tax deductible. McKinney Downtown Redevelopment Incorporated is a registered nonprofit. This is their EIN number. And then it shows you how nonprofit fundraisers work. Donations are typically 100% tax deductible in the U.S. Your donation is made to PayPal Giving Fund, a 501c3 charitable organization, to benefit your chosen charity. Perfect. And then they kind of go into what PayPal Giving Fund is. All right. Well, maybe this is just this one. Maybe there's another one. Let's go down to Alpine heading to, I don't know, Cleburne Auction. I don't know. Looks like horses. Once again, tax deductible. EIN number, how nonprofit fundraisers work. So you can see a trend here. Surgery for Snickers. I guess this is organized by Columbia George Humane Society. Once again, a nonprofit, registered nonprofit in Oregon. EIN number. Donations are typically 100% deductible. So you get my point here. So let's go back to Peanut. It's supposed to be a nonprofit. Now this says Peanut's Freedom Farm fundraising manager is Brianna, is organizing this fundraiser on behalf of Mark Longo, who's a person, not the actual Freedom Farm. And it says here, donations, it didn't say anything about tax deductible. So why did I bring this up? Is because, well, if this is not tax deductible, that means that money doesn't have to go to the nonprofit and they don't have to report it on their 990 because the money is not going to the organization. Now she can say this. She can say all funds raised will be going straight to the nonprofit, but it's not linked to the nonprofit. It's linked to Mark Longo, who is the beneficiary. I think it is. Yeah. So she's just the manager and is going to the beneficiary of Mark Longo. It didn't say anything about Peanut Farm. All it did was say that she was the manager for Peanut Farms, but the money is going to Mark Longo. Okay. So that was a little uncomfortable. And watch this here. It says number three, let's go here. So number three, let's go back to my slide here. Number three, losing 2.9% of your donation due to processing fees, right? So that's number three. So they're going to lose 2.9% plus actually 30 cent per transaction donating to this personal. I'm assuming, I don't know. It could be, I could be wrong, but I'm just going by the website. And like I said, if you're on YouTube, you can see me go to these websites. I'm not fabricating this stuff. Let's go here. So remember I said I was going to go over the pricing and that number three was losing 2.9% of your donation due to processing fees. So when we go to GoFundMe, we see that there's no platform fee. So there's no fee to create the fundraiser. That's great. Donor contributions to GoFundMe are optional. So that's $0 there. And then you have a one transaction fee of 2.9% plus 30 cents for the transaction. So 2.9% of what you are contributing is going to go to the platform. And that's fine. I mean, it's a platform. They need to make money. It's a for-profit business. We talked about that earlier, right? It's for-profit and this is profit. So I'm not expecting them to be free. But what I am telling you is that you are going to be charged that 2.9% and it's going to the platform. So if you think all your money is going to the animal shelter, it's not going to happen. It's not going to the animal sanctuary. Okay. Now I'm going to scroll down a little bit more because there's some more to this, because we not only have the transaction fee, but if you want to have reoccurring, let's say I want to give $10 a month or, $50 a month over a time period. Well, guess what? You're going to pay a fee of 5% per donation to help make this feature possible for our community. Once again, it's a fee that's associated with your donation. So going forward, 5% of everything that you do, right, is going to be charged. It's not going to the animal sanctuary. It's not helping anybody. It's really just going to GoFundMe for that reason. Okay. So that's the pricing. So that's number three. So right now, as we stand, let me just take a quick review here. We got number one, they did a personal GoFundMe. It looks like they didn't do it under the charity. So the money's not going directly to the charity as it should. Two, donations may not be tax deductible for this main point, is that's going to Mark Longo. It's not going to the Peanut Sanctuary, which we talked about. And then also we're losing 2.9% on the donations due to the processing fee. So right now we're already negative 2.9% because of how they registered. And we don't even know if the money is going to the sanctuary because once again, they're not going to have to report it because it wasn't a contribution made to the sanctuary, but to Mark Longo. So he's going to report that on his personal finances as gifts or whatever it's going to be for that case. Okay, so let's move on. Number four, similar charities, but different causes and countries. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to Google Peanut Sanctuary. Hold on. Peanut Sanctuary Farm. So let's just scroll down here. I do see it here. Let's get this clear. I do see it here at the top. But when you go to the website, as we went to, look at this. I mean, no offense, but this looks very basic, right? This may turn off a lot of people like, wait, this is kind of odd. Is it the right place? So let's go back and let's see if there's something else. Now, if you look here, you see Peanuts Wellbeing Sanctuary. And when you click it, it's like, oh, okay. Okay. This looks really good. Okay. This looks like a sanctuary. I see the animals, you know, I see a little description. I see pictures of, you know, people playing with animals and all this stuff. It just looks very well put together. I can donate. There's some blogs. I mean, it just really looks like a really great place to be and actually support Peanuts Wellbeing Sanctuary. So we may go here and say, oh, wow, you know what? I'm going to donate. So you donate. And you go and you put all your money in and you realize this is not the right place. So the thing is, before you start donating to a place, you want to make sure it's the right place that you're donating to. Here, this is actually a good quote. Donations over $2 are tax deductible and are greatly appreciated. But this is why we want to do our due diligence. So that was our point number four. There are some similar charities. Now, as this becomes more popular, we're probably going to see more clones. We're going to see more peanut.orgs and peanutthesquirrel.org. So make sure you're going to the right website. What we did is that when we went to the sanctuary, let me see if I could bring this up again here. When we went to the website, we looked at the tax ID number, which was here, and we searched it on the database. We did that in the last video. So we know this is the real website with the real number. Plus now, because of the traction and the SEO, it's number one on Google. So let's go to number five. So number five is sending appreciated stocks through a donor advised fund or receive it directly. That would be the best way because you can possibly save 20% giving stock instead of giving cash. And this is exactly where me as a financial advisor shines for my clients because this is where we're going to save the most money. So here we really want to make money. Right? The idea is to put as much money into the animal sanctuary as possible. That means we have to cut out middlemen. We have to cut out middlemen like GoFundMe. We have to cut out middlemen like the government. And this is how you actually get it done. So this is a tax smart approach to maximize your philanthropic impact. And it talks about taxes. It says donating these assets can unlock additional funds for charity in two ways. So it says first, you potentially eliminate the capital gains tax you would incur if you sold the assets yourself and donate the proceeds, which may increase the amount available for charities up to 20%. Why is that? Is because when you donate stock or when you have what they call long-term capital gains, anything over any stock that you've held over 12 months is considered long-term capital gains, right? You get taxed at preferential rates. So instead of the maximum being 37% around that, the maximum is 20%. So most people who have the money to donate, what they'll do is they'll go into their brokerage account. They'll say, sell this amount and give me the money and I'm going to donate to the organization, right? That sounds good in theory, But when you take the money out, you're going to be taxed 20%, up to 20%. It could be less, but it could be 0, 15, or 20%, depending on your income. But once again, that's a whole nother conversation. But let's just say up to 20%. You could be charged at 20%, right? Then you give to the charity. And if you go through the GoFundMe, you're going to charge another 2.9%. So now you're losing 22.9% of the money that you're donating that doesn't go to the animals. It doesn't go to the sanctuary. It doesn't go to Mark. It doesn't go to anybody except for the government and the processing fee for the platform. When you can give directly to the organization and you can give them appreciated stock. Now it says second, you may claim a fair market value charitable donation for the tax year in which the gift is made and may choose to pass on that savings in the form of more giving. Meaning, if you were going to lose 22.9% anyway, technically you can be even by just giving that extra 22.9% to the charity. So the charity gets 20% more donation because you were smart with your giving, right? Donor advised funds, which are 501c3 public charities, provide an excellent gifting option for donations of publicly traded securities, as the funds typically have the resources and expertise for evaluating, receiving, processing, and liquidating the assets. Once again, this is a very sophisticated process to get this done. And there are some rules around, you know, donating appreciated stock, but that is a great tax tip for you. It's a great way to give the most money to the charity. In this case, it will be the sanctuary. So as investors, people who listen to financial advisors say the darndest things, we have to be very aware of these things. This is my issue at this point. Mark is a very good guy. Sounds like a very good guy. I don't know him personally, but from what I see, he sounds like a very good guy, very compassionate, loves his squirrel, but he knows how to raise squirrels, not necessarily how to raise money or how to do the business thing, right? Even his website is not really up to par. And what I mean by up to par, for the amount of money he's bringing in, he should have a graphic designer or have somebody do his website. I mean, but that's neither here nor there. But the idea here is that just because he's not prepared doesn't mean that we should suffer as people who are contributing. The same thing goes for our churches. You can donate appreciated stock to your church, but they have to set up that means in order to receive that stock. So if your church is going to benefit from this tax exempt status, you know, of being a nonprofit, they need to make it work for you as well, because they always talk, donate, donate, give your tithe. God says, give your tithes. Okay. But you're not making it easy for me to give my tithes either. Like, yeah, you get the cash and you get to write it off and you get to write off into the sunset and the church keeps going on. But what about me? You're not caring about me to set up something where I can donate appreciated stock. And that's what I help clients with when, you know, I'm talking to them and says, hey, does your church take appreciated stock? And they're like, no. And I was like, well, let's talk to your church then, because there's no reason for you to lose 20% trying to take money out of your account or out of your, you know, retirement account or however it is, you know, or out of your brokerage account for that matter. And then you're donating and you're losing 20%. That's not fair. You're losing 20% just to give 10%. Does that make any sense at all? Anybody? Is it just me? Why would you lose 20% to taxes trying to give 10%? People talk about financial advisors and their AUM being 1%. Well, you're giving your 1% to the federal government and they don't do anything for you. So you can either pay a financial advisor to save you that 1%, save you that 10%, 20%, all, you know, all this thing, or you could just pay it and not know it, because people are giving thousands of dollars, not knowing that they could be saving money themselves or even just give more to the animal sanctuary. But I said there was going to be a bonus. Here's some things you need to consider. Don't sell your stock before you put them into the donor advisor fund. And we'll talk about what a donor advisor fund in a future episode, but it's a vehicle we use to actually give to these charities, and you can create them on the website. You know, our clients come, they say, hey, do you have the donor advised fund? I said, yeah, let's open it up. We usually do it through Schwab Charitable. So if you want to do it yourself, you can, but our firm could help you open it up and help you through that process if it seems a little difficult. But you want to donate before selling. So you want to donate the stock before liquidating them, right? Or making that grant request. It just makes more sense. It's been held for longer than a year, so you can get the long-term capital gains rate, because if it's shorter than a year, then you're talking about short-term capital gains, and that's at ordinary income, which can be higher than a preferential rate. So if I'm kind of going to all these different details or talking over your head at the moment, don't worry, because that's just more details we need if you're going to open up the donor advisor fund. But also avoid prearranged sales by saying, hey, you know, liquidate this as soon as you get it. the charities, this is a donor advised fund, meaning you can make the recommendation for the grant, but you can't tell them what to do or how to sell the stock. Most likely, a lot of charities, they liquidate as soon as they get it, and then they use the funds, but you can't do that. You can't tell them to, you know, use this fund for XYZ. Once you put it in the donor advisor fund, you get the write-off. You don't want to lose that tax deduction because you did something like a prearranged sale. Okay. So you just put in a donor advised fund. You make the recommendation to go to this fund, and 9 times out of 10, they make it on your behalf, but you can't tell them what to do with those assets. Okay. Restricted stocks. So if you are an executive or you get paid in a restrictive stocks, there are some limitations as far as if you're a 10% shareholder or what they call an affiliate of the issuer. But once again, these are for a very exclusive these are for very exclusive individuals, meaning that it's a very small percentage of the general public that would be a 10% owner or officer or director. But there are some rules when you are making those transfers as far as if you can make those contributions of restricted stock into the charitable donations. But once again, we'll talk about that at a different time. So this is the last point. Annual limits apply to charitable deductions. So overall deductions for donations to donor advised funds are generally limited to 50% of your adjusted gross income, your AGI. The limit increases to 60% of AGI for cash gifts, while the limit on donating appreciated non-cash assets, stocks, held more than a year is 30% of AGI. The IRS permits a carryover for 5 tax years should your charitable deduction exceed AGI limits in a given tax year. So what does that mean? That means if you're going to give stocks, then you could really only donate or write off 30% of your adjusted gross income. So just for easy numbers, if your adjusted gross income was $100,000, you can only donate $30,000, or you can only deduct $30,000. But if you want to give more, you want to give $60,000 or $100,000, then you have a 5-year carry forward where you can get that write off in the following year. So you donate $100,000, you write off the $30,000 this year, and you can write off $30,000 every year if your adjusted gross income is still $100,000 for those years. And then you could finish off and get your deduction. So it's very important to work with your financial five. In this case, it would be your tax professional, because they have to keep track of that carry forward. So every year you're applying for your taxes, or every year that you're filing your taxes, you want to make sure you're getting those deductions for that carry forward, especially if you make donations on a regular basis. And that usually applies to people who are making donor advised funds contributions, because they may make a larger contribution in that given year. So brothers and sisters, we've gone over a lot. I told you there was a bonus, and I'm just going to say this bonus. Before you donate to a charity, what you're going to do, you're going to look them up on the IRS website, right? You're going to make sure they're a legitimate business. You're going to take their EIN number, make sure they're registered on the database for IRS. That's one. If they're not there for you, like your donor advisor funds, or maybe even a GoFundMe charity, you can actually submit for them to be on there. So if you don't see your church, maybe your church is small, but all registered tax exempt organizations like 501c3s, they're in this database, and that's where a lot of these websites pull from. So if you can't find your organization, there may be a problem with their registration, and it's good to bring it up to their attention anyway. Okay, but you can add them, and once they're added, once all their paperwork is in order, feel free to donate, do everything that you want to do. So brothers and sisters, this video was really enlightening for me, and I hope it was enlightening for you, that there is more to this story than what we're seeing. Mark seems like a very good guy, as I said before, but once again, he needs to hire professionals. He needs his financial advisor. He needs his tax professional. He needs his lawyer, his power of attorney and executor, because look at the mistakes that he's making. This person who's the manager, they may have all the great intentions in the world. Hey, I know how to raise money. I know how to open up this GoFundMe. I'll do it for you. I'll work it. You know, all the money's going to go to you and the sanctuary and everything else like that. But when it comes to paper, when it comes to the paper trail, I don't see it. I don't know if you see it or not, but according to my research, GoFundMe is telling me this is not a charitable donation, because if it was, you'd be able to see that tax deductible icon on the screen. And I don't see it. I see the funds are guaranteed for refunds. That's great. But I do not see the tax deductible icon that is on all the charity lists. That's what they call the certified charity. So this fundraiser was not opened up under a charity. I think. I could be wrong. If someone's wrong, let me know. I was supposed to talk about the wildlife licensing, but this video is just way too long. I'm not going to keep you here for an hour to go over the licensing. That might be another video. But if he didn't get his license, once again, that's where his lawyer came in. So that's why I talk about the financial five. His lawyer should be talking about his sanctuary and if he can have exotic animals. Okay. Once again, he's being very reactive. I said this over and over and over and over again, right? We want to be proactive. Get your financial five before you get in trouble. He's in trouble now. He's in a firestorm. And we've come to find out he didn't have the proper representation or even the proper paperwork. Okay. Because he didn't have his financial file. He thought he can go on social media. He thought he can sing and dance and be with the squirrel and everything was going to be okay. No, there are some legalities here. There's some things that you need to do when you're dealing with other people's money, especially our money, when we're contributing to you. So this is not a downplay on him. I actually think he has his heart in the right place. His spirit is in the right place. So I hope if you know him or anybody else, send them this video and let them know like, hey, this is not a, I got you. This is not a, we don't want you to raise any money. I'm actually doing this out of the kindness of my heart, trying to make sure that somebody like him who seems just a little misguided is on the right path. And that's what we do here at AB Ridgeway Wealth Management. This video is almost like an hour long or 30 minutes, 45 minutes long or something like that. I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart. He's not paying me. Nobody's paying me to do this. This is not sponsored, nothing like that. This is for you to grow as an individual so you don't get hustled. You know, you're not losing 22% out in the market trying to support a squirrel that passed away. You get what I'm saying? Like, I really care about my listeners. I really care about what's going on. And I just want to protect you. That's why I go to the IRS website. That's why I'm going to the GoFundMe, the fine print, the things that we don't read. You know, I'm going over the pricing, the fees, what you're paying, how to keep more money in your pocket. Brothers and sisters, I hope you've enjoyed this video. If you like videos like this, where we really go deep and help you as an investor save more money, because you can have somebody go out in the market and they can make you 10% per year. That's great. But what if you have a financial advisor that can protect you from losing 22.9%, which is better? You can do the math. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like and you share. And once again, the description for the GoFundMe is going to be in the bottom. I'm going to follow this story. And like I said, next year, I guess I made a mistake. This is not going to be on their tax return. You know, this is going to go into Mark's hands. But oh, I have a bright idea. If he does the right thing and puts the money into the sanctuary, we should see a contribution of X amount of dollars. So whatever he raised on the GoFundMe, we should be able to see that go into the sanctuary unless he's using it for legal fees and to get by while he figures out a new way to raise money for the squirrel. But we'll see. Well, that's it for me. I do want to hear from you in the comment section. How do you feel about this video? What do you think? Do you think that he's on the right path? You think he's doing the right thing? I don't know. I don't know, but I want to hear from you. I've heard from me. Now, let's get to it. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.